It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program, and that means Megan Huffman. Not here today.
No.
It's spring break.
The ghost of Megan.
Well, the spirit, the essence of Megan.
Yeah, she's here in spirit.
Still among us. But it is spring break, and I understand there are kids that are home. And so they need
to... busy.
Yeah, they need taken care of. We've got a guest.
We've got great guests.
Yeah, we've got guests nice. Today.
Yeah.
From Rush Homes,
yep.
We have Kate and Tracy. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
That's wonderful. Glad to hear. Tell us about, before we talk about your upcoming event, tell us about Rush Homes. Like we have no clue what it is.
Oh, every time people say that, a little piece of me dies. Rush Homes.
Well, we're just pretending. Well, we do know.
Yeah, we know. But there are two people out there. Yeah, there are one or two people out there that'll go, "Oh my God, I didn't know they did that. That's so wonderful." Yeah. And you know that you might be wanting to address them.
So talk to those two people, Kate.
Yeah.
Rush Homes is a local nonprofit. And we got our start in 1996. As a matter of fact, our office was in the office next door to where we are sitting now.
Really? So, like, on the other side of that wall?
On the other side of that wall.
Is where your office was.
That's right.
This is amazing.
That's yeah. I know. Small
Full
world.
Full circle.
I know.
It's not meant
Isn't
to be.
It?
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
But we got our start when a Methodist minister and his wife moved to Lynchburg because they had a son with fairly profound developmental disabilities who they needed to live in the training center.
Mm.
And he did, and it did not go well, and his father passed away, and it went less well. And just like any parent wants for their child, Mrs. Rush wanted him to be good. So she began to look for a way where he could live independently, surrounded by the support he needed, and thrive. And she found that. She found a model. We're loosely based on an organization she found in Michigan. But the story goes, when Jimmy Rush, the son, was asked what would make him happy, he said, a backyard and a basketball hoop.
Nice.
And he got both.
And love
that. First house is still ours. It's over on Berkshire behind Hobby Lobby. And Jimmy lived there until he passed away a couple of years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a great story.
It's a tremendous story.
It really is. And she became desperately ill just before he moved in. But she knew that he was going to be okay. And so that had to have lent some comfort to her.
Sure.
Final days.
Sure.
But we've grown since that first home on Berkshire to the 150 we have today.
Wow.
And that's a lot, but it's not enough to meet the need.
Right. Yeah. Well, is there a waiting list at this point? And if there is, judging by the look that you gave me, there is. How many folks are on that waiting list?
Well, you know, affordable housing across the country is really a crisis.
Yeah.
And when you couple the need for affordable housing with the need for accessible housing, you've compounded the issue. And so while we have 150 one, two, and a few three-bedroom apartments, our waiting list numbers more than 550 individuals and families.
That's astonishing.
It is astonishing, and it doesn't even touch the need that exists. There are many more people than that in our community who could benefit from Rush Homes.
Yeah.
Wow. So tell us how are you filling that need? What all are you doing, and what all projects do you have in the works to tackle those?
Well, I came to Rush Homes 10 years ago, and I had been at Randolph-Macon Women's College, which I guess 10 years ago was still Randolph College. So anyway, my sister had sustained a brain injury in a car accident, and we looked desperately for a place for her to live with her small children that would accept her housing choice voucher. And very few people would. We found Rush Homes. Long story short, she's been there ever since. Says it's the first place she's ever really felt like home.
Wow.
And that's how I got there. And we were a staff of four at that point. We've grown to be a staff of 10. I have Tracy is our executive director, and I think that it would be best for all involved for her to describe our newest projects. But we have really grown in the 2 years she's been with us, from 99 to 150. So, I mean, that's sizable.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, tell us about some upcoming projects.
So we have one in the works called Carolyn's Place.
Okay.
And I will do my best to share about the namesake. Carolyn Haas was a donor. She was familiar with Rush Homes.
Okay.
And she developed stage 4 cancer. And she decided that, well, she became to the point where she became a wheelchair user and realized the importance of accessible housing. And so when she passed away, she gifted us her home.
Oh, wow.
The home that she gifted us, we were not able to rehab to make it accessible. So what we decided to do, and this was before my time, what we decided to do was place it on the market. And we were able to sell that home. And then that home is now going to become Carolyn's Place, which will be 48 units. So from a woman's
wow.
gift of one home, she is now giving 48 homes to the community.
That is tremendous.
So Carolyn's Place will be developed off of Pinehurst Street over by off of Florida Avenue.
Okay.
It will be 48 units. It'll be efficiencies through three
bedrooms.
There'll be townhouse style homes.
Okay.
And we hope to break ground. We anticipate breaking ground, if not the end of this year, then the beginning of next year. And in the meantime, we're working on trying to find land to build more homes. So we're just constantly trying to fill the need that Kate has already discussed.
That's so wonderful, and that's tremendous.
Yeah.
Well, you have an upcoming event. This will be the second annual, and it's your parade of playhouses.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
I'm going to start, and then I know Kate will take over.
Okay.
But the parade of playhouses, I thought, was a phenomenal idea that Kate brought to us at the staff meeting a couple of years ago. And we partner with builders in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill's grabbing one right now. We partner with builders in the community, and they build playhouses. They have certain parameters. We ask them if they're able to make them accessible, because clearly that's what we do. We
yeah.
provide accessible housing.
Sure.
And then we seek sponsors, and we raffle these houses. Currently, they're being raffled for $25 for one ticket,
okay.
or five tickets for $100. But it culminates to the actual date of April 26th, and we have children that come out. They had so much fun last year. They climbed all over those houses last year. I mean, they were sweaty, they were dirty, and they were just having the best time. But
nice.
We have face painting for the kids. This year we have a balloon artist. We have the library will be coming, because this year's theme is children's literature.
Oh, cool.
So the library will be there to give two story times.
About how many houses will you have?
We will have four playhouses
okay.
this year. We had four last year. We'll have four this year.
Great.
This year's the builders will be Milton Construction of Appomattox. They did the Hobbit Hole that you were just looking at.
Yes.
We have Glass and Associates. They did the Boxcar Children, which is super adorable. We have Elm Home Design and Build, and they did the Dr. Seuss House, which is over by Riverside Runners.
Nice.
And then Liberty actually joined us this year. They partnered with us, and they built the Tangled Castle, which is sitting by Regal Cinemas over on River Ridge. So it is
so
such
cool
a
looking.
Fun event. It is so fun. And we're going to have door prizes. We're going to have a prize wheel. We'll have Craveables, the food truck, the
nice.
Ice cream truck there. It's just a big time.
So. Yeah.
And where and when will this take place?
It will be at Bank of the James Stadium on April 26th
okay.
from 1 to 4 p.m.
All right. And you can get your tickets. You can learn all about this and many, many other things about Rush Homes if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org and just type in Rush Homes. Or you can go directly to your website, which is?
rushhomes.org.
All right. Very, very easy.
Very straightforward.
Yeah, very straightforward. Easy to find. You can learn about the Parade of Playhouses coming up April 26th from 1 to 4. And get your tickets now.
Absolutely. You
Absolutely.
Will not want to miss this.
All right. Very, very cool. Well, this is all incredible information. Such a great organization. And we look forward to hearing all about your event and wish you well on your upcoming projects.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Bill, did we cover everything?
I think we did an excellent job, but actually they did an excellent job.
Well,
we were just along for the ride.
Yes. Well, we were.
but I've known Kate for probably 10 years and at least.
Yeah.
And she's always been amazing to me with her good spirit and her hard work. And it's great to see Tracy again, too. So thank you all for coming.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having
that
us.
That reminds me, I need to get your check in the mail.
Yeah.
Compliments like that don't come free.
Lots of zeros.
You can learn more about over 189 nonprofit organizations on the Share Greater Lynchburg platform. Just visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. And it is a program funded by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
True that.
Bill's no stranger to that organization as well.
They used to let me lurk around there.
So you can learn more about the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation at LynchburgFoundation.org. Folks, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking time today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
absolutely.
For having
and
us.
And all the great work that you do within our community, more importantly than just giving us some time. So thank you so much. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.